Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you're going to have to stick around and see.
Yes, Breezy is going to bring her acting abilities to the table this morning. We can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely can't wait.
Truly.
It rained pretty hard yesterday, so we got that out of the way. But it's looking like it's going to be a really nice day today. Breezy and I have, what is it?
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I give it
to you. Time for the Vibe Check this morning on PXY. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... And those good vibes this Tuesday morning. 585-252-9800. Who's with us? Where are those? Where are the vibes at? We want to know what you guys are up to.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Tell us literally everything. We have our girl Kira weighing in. Kira says,
"Sup, Kira?
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Vibes are good today because I'm excited for the nice weather these next 2 days.
Look at the sun trying to peek through the window this
No,
morning.
I was telling Moose yesterday, I was on a meeting. It started at 2, and by the time it ended at 3, I was sitting in the pitch black.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what happened here. The sun just like disappeared and it started raining. All you could see was my eyes. It was very unprofessional, if I'm being honest, but these things happen.
Yeah, it poured hard yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What about you, Vibes? What's going on?
Vibes are not... I mean, I feel horrible this morning.
Oh, good.
But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes we get sick. I'm just very congested. I have a sore throat, and I have a lot of pressure in my nose and sinuses, and my head hurts. But
did you take any meds? He goes, no, I didn't.
Not this morning, I didn't, no. Because when I do on an empty stomach, I get sick.
I get that. I can't take meds on an empty stomach either.
Yeah, so I didn't. So now I'm just going to suffer through it, and then I have the opportunity to complain about it, and you
Perfect.
All can listen to it.
Yes. A joy, truly.
Yes, it
Please
is.
Take something when you get home. Good morning. Feeling good as I have the day off, and I'm spending it moving and packing. That's from Amanda.
Amanda, where are you headed? Where are you going?
She's like, I'm moving to Alabama. See you guys.
See you later. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. You know... There's a lot.
There should be a little bit more pep in your step. It's field
There's
day.
There's a lot happening. I just feel like I've been on like hyper speed for the last 5 days.
Breeze, you're not telling us anything we don't know. When are you not on hyper speed?
No, I know. It's so true. Everyone sees me. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? They're like, you don't sit down. Yeah, but We have field day today, so that'll be fun. That has my vibe super high.
I'm going for the barbecue. That's what's
going
up.
For the three-legged race. We're going to do that together.
Yeah, Breezy and I, they're going to tie our legs together. And one of us is going to come in on crutches tomorrow morning.
No, yeah, I'm definitely going to fall on purpose. First little step. But yeah, that's...
They team us up in different countries. So they put me on Team Romania. Who are you with?
I didn't even check.
What?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh.
I'm so glad that you're...
Okay.
Okay, I'm Team USA. I'm always Team USA.
Why are you on USA?
Always USA.
I don't want to be Romania.
Me and Devins, thank God.
Then why don't they have Team Italy or Team Poland?
You're not Team Romania. You're Ireland.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I'm looking at the email right here.
What?
You're literally Ireland.
I must have gotten drafted. I'm telling you, I was.
There is no. You're literally on Ireland. Team Orange.
All right, I'll take that over Romania.
He was like, "Can't believe I'm Romania." I'm like, "You're Iceland. You're literally Iceland." So.
Iceland. Now I'm Iceland.
Ireland, Iceland, whatever. You're Ireland.
It's the same thing, you guys. It's the same exact thing. Okay.
Whatever. As long as I'm not Brazil, I'm fine with it.
Let's get to one more of our friends here before we pop off.
Who else is here? Mandy's here. Mandy says, feeling good this morning. As I get to sleep in today, I just woke up to go to the bathroom and you guys were playing on my alarm, but I'm shutting you off.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Get some good shut eye, okay? Tune in
later.
Yeah, hopefully. Just tune in later. That'd be great. Guys, I don't know how many of you agree or disagree with this, but the New York State Senate passed a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe a pill to end the life of a person with a terminal illness. It's called the Medical Aid in Dying Act. It's been around for a decade, but it's never gotten this far.
That's legal in Canada.
I've heard that. So how do you guys feel about that being here? We'll give you all the details and talk about that coming up on the show next on PXY Mornings.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. It's a heavy decision. The New York State Senate passed a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe a pill to basically end a person's life. If they had a terminal illness, the bill is known as the Medical Aid in Dying Act. And it's been around for a decade, but it's never gotten this far. So it passed the New York State Assembly on April 29th. The vote was 81 to 67. And I don't know. How would you guys feel about this? 585-252-9800. Are you for it or against it? We've all seen loved ones, especially our, grandmas or grandfathers or people who are terminally ill, like just wither away, and it's painful to watch.
Yeah.
Susan Ron from Webster had been living with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Defied living the odds as long as she had, but in March, they showed that a scan, it showed that the cancer went in her bones, and she knows the treatment will eventually stop working, and she supports the medical aid and dying bill. She goes, "I've watched my friends in hospice go through it. I would rather leave this world peacefully than have my family watch me for however long it takes my body to die." That's painful, sure. But the medical aid in dying would be available to people who are terminally ill, have an illness that is incurable or irreversible, have 6 months or less to live, and at least 18 years or older. And you have to obviously have the mental capacity to make that decision for yourself. But the bill only needs to be signed by Governor Hochul to become law. So the governor has not made a public statement on the bill just yet. Her office says, she's reviewing it. But who's for it? Who's against it?
I was just talking about this with my mom because she was telling me about a friend of hers who has gotten very sick very quickly. They live in Canada, and it's basically called aided suicide in Canada.
Yeah.
Medically aided suicide. And when she told me that that was a thing, I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And she's like, "No, that's a thing in Canada, and they're choosing to,
but
go that route."
Do they use it in pill form?
I don't know exactly how they use it. What scares me is like the fact that that pill is even floating around. Like, say that gets mixed up with your Advil. Like, I don't like that.
I don't know how that would take place. That would be really, yeah.
You got to be really secure with those pills. I mean, like, that's something that could go south very quickly. That's a Netflix documentary waiting to happen, in my opinion.
There is a, Steve just texted in and said, don't agree with it. Twist it any way you want. At the end of the day, it's suicide. Yeah, but when you're suffering, I mean, you give someone a, I don't know. I think I'm kind of for it. I feel like I'm for it. Pam says, as a nurse, I've seen too many people in agony during their final days. If someone's terminal and mentally sound, they have the right to decide, period. Which I agree with.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I believe in the choice of life. I also believe in the choice of death. I obviously would never do this for myself, but I don't think it's for me to decide for someone else.
That I agree with. I wouldn't want to decide for somebody else. That's a decision you got to make for your own self.
But I think that it toes the line and opens up the door for people who are struggling to get the green light to do something rash. But they're like, oh, well, my state supports this, so who cares? Like,
how is this different than if somebody goes into a coma, but they also give somebody the power of attorney to say, hey, pull the plug in case something like this happens. I give you permission.
Isn't that the same thing? They're giving themselves permission. It's completely different.
Well, yeah, but you're still, at the end of the day, you're calling it quits.
But you're not. You're not making the choice. They are. Because you can't make a choice for yourself. This is actually the complete opposite. You are making a choice for yourself. This person says, healthcare worker here, absolutely for it. People don't realize how mentally damaging it is to watch family members go through that. It's empowering for the patient to be able to take control of their own quality of life as well.
Yeah, see, I agree with that. There's nothing more painful than sitting there watching a loved one you're just waiting. And they're in pain. And it's like, oh, God, it's awful. I'm curious to know how long it takes for that to kick in.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that you choose to go this route and you wake up one Tuesday morning, you're like, today's my last day on Earth. I'm going to take this pill and I'm going to die. Like, I just can't wrap my head around that. And I probably will never be able to. So, like, you planning your own death is insane to me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, depending on what an individual is going through and how much pain they're in, it's like, just take me. Lord, take me now. And if this is able to help them do that, I think it should be an option. That's my take on it. Coming up on the show, I got really sick of seeing this all over my parents' lawn. And so I decided to take matters into my own hands. And maybe I shouldn't, because it's not my lawn. But this past weekend, I decided to go over there. I was trying to help them with something. I saw this. I took care of the issue. And because of it, my parents might get hit with a fine.
This is so classic.
I need some advice on this one. I'll tell you what it is. And I can bet that a lot of you have dealt with the same thing. I'll share it next on the show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
98 PSY is free.
always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So, I don't know how many of you have also been in this situation. I got sick and tired of seeing this all over my parents' yard on Sunday, because I went over there to cut the lawn for them. And for weeks, my parents and the rest of the neighbors in the neighborhood have had these flags posted all over their lawn, covered. And I'm sure they're utility flags from cable companies, whoever. But they're in people's yards to identify whatever is underground, I suppose. They spray paint the grass. They put a flag in.
They're doing work.
And yeah. I just know I had to cut the lawn, which takes usually close to 2 hours. And it looked like a minefield. I can't cut around these flags. They're everywhere. And I think what's most annoying is whatever company comes and puts the flags in, they just leave and they've been sitting there for almost 3 weeks. It's like, what are people supposed to do?
Well, they have to identify where they're working.
Yeah, but everyone's lawn is just supposed to look like white trash because we're...
Well, they're in the middle of working.
They're not. They haven't been there in 3 weeks. They just put the flags up in
there.
Listen, I've talked to the neighbors. They're like, yeah, they just...
I love how invested you are for a house that you don't live in at all.
I'm invested in my parents' house. I help them the best I can. Well, I found out the yellow flags like represent gas. The red ones are electrical. Blue is like water. So I tried my best to put them back, but I removed all the flags. I just took them all out.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm not
fine for that.
What are they going to do? Listen, after 2 weeks, you should be like, see ya.
Because they have to come back. They come initially to put all the flags in to identify. I mean, they have machinery. They have identification that they have to drill down and figure out where exactly they're going to be working. And you just took them out?
I had to.
You didn't.
What am I supposed to do? I had to cut the lawn. I can't cut around them.
You got
to
figure it out. Use your resources.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, I did try to put them back where I felt all 75 went originally. That's not
how that works.
No, I don't think so. And I talked to one of the neighbors. They're like, yeah, we're kind of pissed because it's like they come, they leave them, and nobody says anything. They don't send a letter. It's like, when are they going to come and work on our yards? I mean, they're all over the neighborhood. And I get they have work to do, but can little couple updates.
It's also been like the worst summer we've probably ever had, so they can't really work in the rain.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Okay. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Perfect. Has anyone else removed these before from your front yard? Be honest. Is there any way, like, any repercussions from the town or the city? What are they? Because I just went ahead and I took them out, and then I put them back where I think they belong, but there's no way I should have taken a picture is what I should have done. But I just don't understand, what is the goal here? What are they working on? That's what I don't understand. So if my parents get like fined or anything like that, I'm sure it's going to come back on me. But I just want to know, 585-252-9800, who else has been in the situation where they just took the flags out of the front yard? Because you had work to do. Has your parents ever experienced that in their front yard?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never seen it in my life. I don't know what I'm talking about, so not sure.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Mike is here. Mike texted in and said, my lawn's covered in those flags, too. I'm so done waiting around. Sometimes you got to handle it yourself, and that's what I did, too, Mike. If they are on your lawn and it's been 2 weeks, you should be able to just pull them up and forget about it. Because I think 2 weeks should be, that's the cutoff time.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I think that they're there for a reason because people are working and there's...
No, they're definitely there for a reason, and I totally understand that. I just don't understand like what they expect people to do. There was time when I was younger, I remember, I think it was RG&E or somebody came to put these flags in the front yard. And I remember watching a neighbor just mowed over the flags and was shredding them. I was like, oh, that's kind of, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's, I don't think that you're supposed to move them. I think they're there for a reason, but I'm not sure. So people are saying, Moose, you can't move those. They're there for a reason. I work in this field and it's a huge pain in the ass when people touch them.
Well, it's a huge pain in the ass too for homeowners. You know what I mean?
I mean, if they're getting work done to their house, it's really not a pain in the ass because they're improving their space, whether it be them personally or the town coming to say, hey, we have to do work here.
My dad, my parents weren't home when I was taking care of the yard. But when my dad came home, he did ask, hey, did you move those? I was like, well, yeah, but I put them back where they belong, I think.
He's like, perfect. So they're going to have to come reassess. So.
You know, I was trying to help. At the end of the day, I was. I was trying to do my due diligence and help, you know. Father's Day's coming up. I'm trying to take care of the yard.
Massive headache for him, so he's probably going to get fined.
What is that fine? Does anybody know? Like, what happens? I just want to know what the repercussions are. I have no idea. I've never been a homeowner. I don't know how this works. Let's go over to you. Oh, your dad's calling in. Hi, Todd. Good morning.
Bruce, here's the problem with the flags.
Okay.
They hire a third-party contractor to come out and do the finding of the underground utilities. So, you know, they get there way before the work's got to be done. So they just, I mean, there's no right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, basically. So they could be there forever.
That's what I'm saying. I just saw, you know, a little communication here. Have you ever pulled them up out of your yard? Because I know you've probably had them.
I mean, for some reason, I haven't had to have a lot of them over the years. So, yeah. But there's a third-party company that's all they do is go out and they identify the gas, electric, and water utilities, and then that's it. So, but
do you think I'm okay, though?
They're marching orders. They go out and do it, and who knows when they're going to come and do the work. Now, there's a lot of reasons why
they're not
going to
do the work. They're not going to do the work if your lawn's not marked, though. Like,
right. They could sit there forever. So really, there's really no communication between when they get marked and when the work's going to get done. They just know they got to mark them, you know?
Right. No, I understand that part. I understand they got a job to do. I just, I had to cut the lawn, Todd. I had a job to do, too. You know what I mean? It really did look like a minefield out there. Flags everywhere.
You just got to get the weed. Do it with a weed whacker, not the lawnmower. Just got to weed whack it.
All right. Well, hopefully, my parents don't get fined.
They're not going to get fined, but their house might blow up. But that's okay.
Oh yeah, right. No, of course.
Yeah. Well, we can't find the gas. There it goes.
There it goes. Down goes the dynamite.
Yes.
He's like, I'm just trying to help. The whole house goes up in flames.
Bye, Todd. See, now I'm feeling a little guilty. Yeah. You know how? What are you going to do?
It's really tough. 98PXY
traffic. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.